sea went back together and grounded the whole thing.
Yes.
So what is it? What? The river Nile and spiritual death didn't get down there through the Nile turning to blood and the death angel striking the firstborn to death. Proves that the whole thing, by the time that the third pool ministry was operating on the earth, death had set in all over the earth.
Amen.
What is it today? Because of the hardness of the people's heart and the iniquity of the USA and the nations of the world, the wrath of God is belching around the world now.
Amen.
Spiritual death has already struck all the churches.
Yes.
And they're heading back to a world ecumenical council, which was hardened their hearts by the old Gans and Jambres ministry, which will persecute the true bride of Jesus Christ and try to kill them every one.
Amen.
I may see that.
Amen.
It takes a long time, friend, to bring all these things out. Time in, and just takes. I get time out, Lord, have mercy and help me. I just can't do it all. I have to leave love and hope. Just not enough time. Used to, I say, well, I got to preach at least 30 minutes. Now, Lord, how can I get it all out for y'all? How are you going to do it?
I don't.
How would we like to be able to have the time to tie all of those things in like they did? How would I like to tie the third full ministry in? Well, we may do it next Sunday under the spirit of Christ. Maybe I'll take three Sundays or four Sundays for that. But how many understand it better?
Amen.
Don't be looking for no third pool of Malachi 4 to come back, friend. Don't do that. See, it won't be. No, it's already done and over. And now the bride is going into her promised land.
Amen.
Don't you get up there. I want to get Hebrews 10, but I can't. Don't you get up there now after Moses delivered you out from making bricks. Get right up there to Kadesh Barnea where the River Jordan was. Don't you fail to cross the Jordan and get in Canaan. How many want to go to your kingdom?
Oh, yes.
Don't you fail. As you said, brethren, I earnestly would that you contend for the faith once delivered to the saints.
Amen.
If Sister Beer will come, we'll sing a hymn, be dismissed. I hate to keep you so long. Don't fail to go on with your message, friend. The march is still on. We're headed for our promised land, Acts 2 and 4.
Amen.
Let's sing on the blues. How many want to believe what the prophet said? Only believe it. Go on. Let's go on to the promised land.
Amen. Find out what that purpose is that God has for you. He's predestinated
a mystery of His will for you. Not just me, not just Brother Brown, not just Brother Lincoln, for you. Everyone here this morning, He's predestinated a mystery of His will for you. And Paul said, that you might know the mystery of His will. And be filled with all the knowledge of God. Something like that, Brother Ray. Filled with all the knowledge of God, and you might find the mystery of His will. That's more important to you than husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, houses, lands or lots, jobs, money, homes, whatever it is, brother. That's more important than anything. Because that's eternal. And then you are commanded to find that mystery of His will. Now, Sister Clay's only belief. How many believe that? Let's see. Only believe, just believe. Lord, I believe. Faith once delivered to the saints. If Sister Beer will come, we'll sing a hymn, be dismissed. I hate to keep you so long. Don't fail to go on with your message, friend. The march is still on. We're headed for our promised land, Acts 2 and 4.
Amen.
Let's sing on, Blue. How many want to believe what the prophet said? Only believe it. Go on. Let's go on to the promised land.
Amen.
What good is it that the wrath of God is belching around the world
We're going to have a major war here in America, and millions are going to die. Plagues is going to strike this thing, brother, any day now to find a California. Listen, all the hippies are up on the Sugarloaf Mountain in Colorado praying for God to spare California and the world from Satan, the islands of the sea. Old friend, I read sometimes the devil just rocks us to sleep. He causes your soul to get lazy. It don't want to pray. It don't want to get hungry for God's word. It gets lazy. It's the one here this morning and says, Brother Bob, I don't know the ministry of his will for me. And you want me to pray for you. I don't know the ministry of his will for me. I want to find it, Brother Bob. Would you pray for me? Let's see your hand. You say, what good is to raise your hand? Well, it means what's in your heart. God bless you. God bless you. Look at the hand. You want to know the mystery of his will. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, what means anything more to us than the mystery of your will for each one of us, Lord? Father God, I pray for us that ever lift his hand, Lord. I pray that you reveal to them the mystery of your will. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will do it. And I pray, dear God, that you'll help them and encourage them and strengthen them, Lord. Give them a hunger for your word, Lord. Help them to hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord. Lord God, oh Lord, let them fellowship with you, Lord. Let us get a fellowship with you, Lord, then fellowship with one another. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that you help everyone to find you, Lord, and find your presence, Lord. Help our souls to find the presence of the living God. Help us now, Lord, each one. Forgive us, Lord, for holding us in for so long. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we are saying, Lord, I believe. You believe the Lord will show you the mystery of his
amen.
Will?
Amen.
Let's sing, Lord, I believe now. Come back, believe and expect it.
try to hear them. Bless you out of earth. Brother Samuel, Lisa, would you dismiss God's people in a word of prayer, brother?
Dear eternal Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this fellowship, Lord. We thank you for that living word. I know and I believe it's nothing but the truth that's coming from you, Father God. As that woman that was a mystified message said, it's nothing but the truth, Lord. We're hearing the same message coming to you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, and I'm confident for that truth, dear Lord. I pray, dear Father, you may transform me, change me in the image of thy Son by thy word, dear Father. I thank you for letting me come here, Lord, by that man that picked me up by the car and brought me straight to the church. Bless him, dear Lord, this morning. Oh,
yes,
Lord, I thank you that may come here to hear this message this morning, and no one should stop me, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for this wonderful gathering together,
yes,
Lord. And we know that you're changing us, dear Lord. As our scripture says in Ephesians 1:17-18, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I pray
yes,
these things, Father God, in the blessed name of thy holy child, Jesus Christ,
yes,
the Son. For we give you praise and glory
yes,
and honor
you,
for all things, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.